The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, on different occasions, when wufud would arrive, different groups and visitors, when they would come from outside, from climates of rain, different countries, different regions, when different groups and peoples would come to meet the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then on their arrival, on their coming for them, the Prophet ﷺ would wear good clothes for their arrival. And in the same way, on Jummah and Eidain, on the two Eids, the Prophet ﷺ would select good clothes to wear on these occasions. And further, ongoing, the Prophet ﷺ would protect and look after the clothes, the Sunnah Sharifa of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, that for special occasions, special meetings, the Merciful Prophet ﷺ would wear good, nice clothes, just like I've explained. When from outside, wufud would come to meet groups or people, delegations, the Prophet ﷺ would have special libas, clothes for that occasion, and especially Eid, the two Eid, and Jummah, because these are great days. On that day of Jummah and the days of Eid, the Prophet ﷺ would change his clothes, have special select clothes for those days, khas, special clothing for those days. And on top of that, further, this is the honorable sunnah of Rasulullah ﷺ also, that in, for these days, for these occasions, Rasulullah ﷺ kept separate clothes aside that he used to wear specially at that time. In those days, if somebody came to meet him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on Jummah or Eidain, or if he had to meet somebody, Shamail Tirmidhi. So, the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sunnah Mubarak, Honorable Blessed Sunnah is this, that on special occasions, select occasions, to wear nice, clean, specific clothes, and on those specific occasions, those special days of Jummah, for Jummah, a person should keep aside clean, pure clothes. The Eidain, the 2 days of Eid, on those days he should wear special clothes, clean clothes. And it's just like this, other days, other specific days, like there's a wedding that you are going to attend, or you go to other special occasions, or for a special meeting with somebody, then on that day, you should prepare and keep aside good clothes. This is the sunnah sharifa of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is also a sunnah that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would select and keep aside special clothes, that on Jummah I will wear these clothes. He would keep them aside specifically, that on this day if somebody's going to come to meet me, at that time I'll wear this libas, on Jummah I'll wear this libas, on this occasion I'll wear this libas. To do this as well, to keep aside specific clothing for specific days, is a sunnah sharifa of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also. So if we do this already, or if this is our amal, that on the day of Jummah, on the Eid days, or on special occasions, we on a right way, in a nice way, wear our libas, our clothes. And it's possible also that some people are there also, like for Jummah, they've kept clothes separate, that I'm going to wear this on this day, I'm going to wear this imamah, this waistcoat, this cloak, this izhar, dhoti, tamad, or for the Eid days that they stitch and sew new clothes. This is also the sunnah sharifa of Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So if we do these amal already, then what we should do is that we, upon doing these actions, we should make the niyyah for the sunnah. If we're already doing this habitually, then because now we've realized that this is the sunnah of Rasulullah, this was his blessed habit that he used to do this, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then when we do these actions that we maybe already are doing, then in advance we should make niyyah, intention of the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In same way for the women folk, for the sisters, not just the men, for the women folk also, the females on special occasions, nice clothing, select, keep aside good clothing, alhamdulillah, this is sunnah. This is sunnah. And even on Jummah, the women folk should wear good clothes. On Eid, they should wear good clothes. At home, if people come to meet you, to see you, people come, guests, that For example, this person's coming, from this house people are coming, this family, then the women folk, the sisters at home, should also look after their clothes, prepare their clothes clean, pure, and look and keep them well kept, and make niyyah that this is the sunnah of Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to do this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give to us, with regards to His beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, His every habit. May Allah give us the tawfiq to do this. Ameen.